What's happening? What's up? What's up? What's happening, guys? Jenny, tell everybody why you're upset at me today.
I'm not upset at you. I'm really not upset at you. I think my brain is shut off. I need it to turn on. I'm tired. And I just need to say it, don't spray it, to do its wonders and get me in a better mood.
Aight.
So that's the hope of this episode.
Yeah.
Turn the beat around. Love to hear percussion.
Yeah, I don't know the words.
Remember the butter commercial that came out of that song?
No.
Well, anyway. So we got an update on Hawk to a Girl. Let's start there. So last time we had no idea like who she was or anything like that.
Yeah.
Well, turns out she got fired from her job, and apparently she was a teacher.
Oh, because
we said last time,
teaching the Hawk to a,
like, imagine your workplace, like finding out about
probably
that,
like,
you know?
She's probably like a health teacher. That's good practices.
A health teacher. Oh my God.
That's good practices.
She's the teacher that goes in and does the,
if you're going to do it, Hawk to a, and spit on that thing. You get me?
The one that does like the condoms on the banana. Yeah. And yeah, like, yeah, yeah. That's hilarious. But no, I have no idea what kind of teacher she is. But like, honestly, worst profession for like something like that.
Probably like a
with.
Young kids teacher.
Well, yeah. Like if that's the case, like I can see why she got fired.
Yeah.
Any other job, it'd kind of be like, you don't need to fire me for that. But like a teacher.
Kind of sad though.
It's very sad. But I mean, imagine being a parent of a kid that goes to that school.
And they probably done it before.
Very true. But like, I can see why, you know, like that's not the message you want to send to your kids, blah, 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 you know?
Yeah. But
I get it.
But
at the same time,
sucks
for
her.
But she also signed with a talent management company right after that.
She's probably making a lot more money than being a teacher.
And like, people are fiending to get the first interview.
And they did.
Yeah, she actually went on stage at Zach Bryan's concert.
Yeah.
I think last night.
Yeah, I think so.
And
yeah,
you know how he brings people up for All Night Revival?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That song?
Yeah.
Baptize me in a bottle of beer. Put Johnny on the vine. Yeah, so he always brings up like different people on stage to sing that song with him. And he brought Hawk to a Girl.
Hawk to a.
Which was like big news because like, yeah, she's been laying low.
Yeah.
And that was her big debut. And then Zach Bryan's girlfriend got the first interview with her. So she's going to be on her podcast.
Cool.
So all's to say, Zach Bryan doing the Lord's work.
Yeah.
finding Hawk to a Girl.
Finding the Hawk to a Girl and putting her, bringing her to light.
And that's what Zach Bryan does. Bring people together.
That's right. revival.
We had a big week this week. We had a tour of our hospital. That was the biggest thing that happened this week.
We had a big week.
Well, it was exciting. They do like free tours at our hospital. And of course, you know, we have to do that because I need to know exactly what's happening at this hospital that I'm going to be spreading my legs wide open at.
Hey.
And that's
what
we did.
Legs wide open.
I will say I hate hospitals.
They're so clean though.
It's not, I was going to say, like, it's not because of the germs. Yeah. I am slightly a germaphobe, so I can understand why some people would think it might be because of that, but it is not, because hospitals are very clean. Probably the cleanest places ever.
In the
really.
World.
Really. Like, you know, they should be the cleanest spot.
Yeah.
So it's not about the germs for me. It's just like, what?
Careful with your drink. Sorry.
I got it under locks, Ben.
Okay.
It's not about the germs for me. It's just the vibes. The vibes are
It's
off.
Very quiet and eerie.
I know. I hate the... Ugh, it's, I could never
but you
be
just,
a nurse.
You just hear like machines going the whole time, kind of like beep, like in the background.
That's so freaky. Oh my God. If they literally... Which I know they're going to hook me up to a bunch of monitors because they're going to monitor the baby. They're going to monitor me.
Yeah.
And the beeping, it creeps me out.
Beep.
I seriously, like, you were asking me the other day, we came across Grey's Anatomy.
Beep.
And I can't even watch shows that are in hospitals because it creeps me out. Stop. Nope.
Yeah, I know. Well, I kind of liked Grey's Anatomy. I've watched it before. Not like a lot of it, but like...
Medical shows creep me out. I don't know what it is. I think it might be the fact that it's so real life. Like, obvious. Yes, it's so realistic because health issues are real.
Yeah.
And I think it just scares me that like that's what actually happens. And like, I don't know.
The ER.
So hospitals kind of scare me. But luckily, like... I felt comfortable on the labor and delivery floor. Like, you know, things are a little bit less serious there.
Okay.
I did ask Trent, like, what do you think they do with the dead bodies here? See, that's what happens in my head in hospitals. Like, that's what I think about. It's bad.
Yeah. But I don't know. Put them in a body bag, toss them out the window.
See, like, oh, it gives me the heebie-jeebies. But
things that make you want to go. Ooh.
Yeah. So anyway, our tour was cool. They showed us a labor room, which will be the room that baby is born in.
I wish the mommy and me rooms were the labor rooms. They're bigger.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah,
huh? It's opposite.
No.
The labor rooms are bigger.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
That's what I meant. I wish they were the opposite. I wish the mommy and me room was the labor room.
Oh, so you wish the mommy and me rooms were bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. Well, yeah. I mean, makes sense that the labor room is bigger because you got to have a bunch of nurses.
Right.
The doctor,
it definitely makes sense.
You know,
but
shit goes down in that room, whereas the mommy and me room,
less
shit happens. So they showed us there's Alexas in all of the rooms. Trent gets this luxurious couch to sleep on.
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding. It's BYOC, like literally,
bring your own couch.
I told him, I was like, you should bring like a mattress foam topper.
Yeah, next time we go, I'm going to bring my tape measure so I can measure.
And there's TVs in all the rooms, of course. And they showed us where baby gets put. They say they try to do at least an hour of skin to skin after delivery before they like do stuff with the baby. So before they do all of like the umbilical cord and like.
Really? Seems no, they like, do the. I think they'll do the umbilical cord if they put it on your skin, because then there'll be like a freaking cord coming out of you.
That's true. Yeah. It's the other checks they do. Whatever they do, I don't freaking know. I'm not a nurse. Once
like
again, I'll never be a nurse.
Bank them on the butt.
What? I'm sorry. What?
You never heard that? Like whenever they come out of the womb, that's they kind of spank them.
They don't spank them.
Maybe that's a tail, but
they try
to make
no.
them cry. Not like a freaking whap whip them. They just start whoopsh.
No, they just come out and they start crying eventually.
Well, maybe who? I don't know who told me that or where I saw that, but
I don't think that's true.
Okay, maybe not. I don't
that's,
know. Come on,
like, what do you think?
Welcome to this world.
Oh my god, yeah, I don't think that's true. But anyway,
don't hit my baby, doc.
We'll be in the labor rooms, and then they take you to mommy and me rooms 2 hours after labor. And like we said, they're just like smaller scale, but they still have a bed, a shower.
They're nice rooms.
Yeah, they're nice rooms.
Very nice rooms.
Like it, I mean, for it being like a hospital, it's like as resorty as possible.
Yeah, it's very
which
nice.
I appreciate.
Like, very nice.
It's newly renovated, this hospital, or it's new,
newly
I
built,
think.
Probably.
Yeah, newly built. Sorry. So that's nice. Like it's all nice things. But yeah, it like really kind of was like, oh shit, you know?
Oh shit. Oh shit.
Like standing there listening to this nurse talk about everything. I'm like, oh my God, there like actually is like a baby inside of me that like must come out.
Yeah.
At
we
some
didn't
point.
Realize it until that point.
It just gets more real and more real every day. And going to the hospital to see where shit's going to go down is like, whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
And like with us, there were a bunch of people on this tour. And a lot of them already had kids. And so they were second time moms. And this nurse is like, oh, second time moms, like y'all will be ready to get out of here. Like you've already
done it.
Kept a kid alive is what she said. Like you've already kept a baby alive, so you know what you're doing. And I had this like, oh shit moment of like, oh my God, we literally have to keep a kid alive.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, what? They're going to trust me to do that? Okay.
Oh yeah. But yeah, it was a good visit.
It was funny too, because she was like, we will not let you leave if without a car seat or a pediatrician picked out. So you need both of those things to leave the hospital. And she was like, and when I say you need a car seat, like, I mean, you need it installed. Like, you need it in your car, ready to go. You don't bring it in the box, because we've had people do that in the past. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what kind of person comes with car seat in the box? Like,
dumb.
Yeah. Could you be any more dumb? Like, should you be a parent? Probably not. But, and she said, like, with the Duna, dads are like, don't know how to work it. And so she was like, make sure you spend some time figuring out how to actually work the car seat and the stroller before you bring it in. But yeah, it's crazy.
Pretty crazy.
She talked all about how, like, the lactation nurses come and work with you on breastfeeding, blah, blah, blah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's getting closer and closer as we speak.
Yeah, but also seems like really far away. I have moments where I'm like, oh my God, it's so close. But then I also have moments where I'm like, oh my God, it's 3 months away. Like, but then I'm like, overall, the days seem like, and the weeks seem slow, but then the months seem fast, if that makes sense.
Not really.
Like, time is weird right now. That's all I got to say. Well, and it's only going to get weirder. It seems
like when you get to a month, it goes by fast, but in the moment, it feels like it's slow.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's only going to get worse from here, because, like, once we have the baby, like, time will just, like, time will be not time. And that's weird.
Okay. There you have it. Time stops.
Well, like, you know what? I don't know. It's just, like, we're going to be in this little, like, warp of life.
Before you know it, they're 15.
Pretty much. Exactly. So, yeah. Crazy, dude.
That's pretty crazy.
And it's like, it, when she was talking about, like, the hours of the hospital and, like, when the doors close and visiting hours and all that, really makes you think of, like, how is our labor experience going to go? Like, when am I going to go into labor? How am I going to go into labor? Like, will I go into labor? Or will I have to get induced? Like, all of the things, like, all of the unknown starts to be like, I wonder what's going to happen.
It's going to be crazy.
How was your feelings about it? Did it get you more excited? Did it get you a little bit more like, oh my God?
About the same.
Same?
Yeah. I mean, obviously it makes it seem a little bit more real, because you're there and kind of see, you can kind of visualize what's going to happen in which room and all this kind of stuff.
Right. Like, now I have, like, a clear picture of, like, I can picture myself in there, which is nice.
So now, but not, other than that, not really. I mean, excited. Scared, same thing, kind of.
Yeah. I wonder what I'm going to put on the Alexa.
Alexa, play. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, oh no. Alexa, shh.
Our Alexa just went off. Sorry.
Way to wake the beast.
But I don't know. Whatever you want to play. Maybe, like, some soothing.
Yeah, whatever I want to play.
Soothing stuff, right? Or.
Well, I don't know.
Cut yourself music.
I have a feeling we're. Like, we definitely need to bring your iPad, because I feel like we're going to...
I'm working while I'm there.
Watch TV, movies, you know, like, whatever can distract will be best.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like
I get to pick all the movies. I pick all the movies because you get frustrated and annoyed, and then baby comes faster. It's a good plan.
That's, like, the worst plan possible. Like, no, not happening.
Oh, snap.
You can't, like, try to piss me off more. I'm already going to be pissed at the situation. So.
Well, you need to take a deep breath.
Oh God, we're doomed. If you tell me one time to take a deep breath.
Breathe.
Get out. Why don't you just try, like, breathing?
Just take deep breaths.
If you say, like, how bad can it really hurt?
I'm not going to say that. Come on. Really?
I know. You're smarter than that.
I'll think
still,
it, but just kidding.
You probably will. That's the thing. Like,
No.
You'll never understand. And I don't understand, obviously, until it happens, but crazy.
No, there's no way you can kind of speak on that, or even, like, you're stupid if you speak on it, because there's no way you'd be able to feel that, right? As a guy. Maybe some guys, you know. Woo-hoo. But
what?
They think that they can have babies, but there's no way to, like, even like visualize that kind of like or feel something that's probably that painful, right?
Unless, yeah, no.
You know, there's nothing comparable for a guy. So
yeah, no. I my biggest hope is that you're not like grossed out or like.
I don't think I will be.
You don't get like sickly because I don't know of the situation.
I don't think
like I saw a video of a dad like literally couldn't even be standing because he felt so sick and had to sit down and drink ice cold water while his wife was in labor. Like, I'm sorry. That's just like, seriously.
I know. But then, I mean, there's some people that just can't deal with it, right?
I mean, I understand it. But at the same time, it's like, dude.
Yeah.
Man up.
Yeah.
Like, do you understand what your wife's having to go through right now? Like,
as long as it like, I think I'll be 100% fine as long as it doesn't like smell bad.
Well, what if it does? What are you going to do? Like,
I don't know. Nothing. But just be like,
like,
hold my nose.
God forbid I poop during labor and it stinks.
Gross.
Like, I swear, if you know I pooped, actually, you can tell me.
Hey, you just pooped.
It might make me laugh. I might be like, oh my God, I did. It might take some
make
of the
a light
off,
out of
know.
The situation, right? Probably won't because I probably won't. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to do at this point. But I'm saying like I might not even look.
Well, you're. Gonna
I
be
want
helping.
To when the baby like comes out.
You're
going to
be
whatever.
Helping. I hope. Like
yeah, yeah.
I hope that you hold my legs and you do what the nurse tells you. And
but there's a sheet there, right?
No. Oh God, no.
Oh, you're not going to want it. I thought there was a sheet in between the doctor and like...
You're thinking of a C-section. In a C-section, there's a big sheet thing.
Okay.
Yeah, no. In labor, in vaginal labor, there's not anything. Maybe you could request that, but I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
I've never seen that.
Okay. I didn't know.
Yeah, no. So you're going to be right there. If you look down, you'll probably see stuff.
That's fine.
If you're holding my leg.
That's fine. I got it.
You're fine with that?
I got it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good to know now because I was going to be like, man, I thought there was a sheet, dog. Oh, yeah. Dog, where's the sheet?
Pull the curtain up.
Hey, you forgot a step, doc.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm really glad we had this conversation.
Live on the air. Yeah.
That's funny.
No, yeah, I just thought that was a thing. But yeah, that makes sense, though, because, I mean, nobody wants to really necessarily see, like, guts and stuff. But I'm sure people do, obviously.
Wait, what?
Like when you get a C-section, they cut you open.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, crazy. Yeah, I saw a video of a dad that was like helping and holding the leg. Mm-hmm. And the doctor was like, oh, there's the head. And like he looked down and was like, oh, yeah, there's the head. That's cool.
Okay.
So like you'll be able to see if you want to. Like you don't have
to
look down there.
I want
to
see it. So I think it's probably like. Like puts it in kind of perspective, like how bad it might hurt or like,
right.
Or just like,
if I'm being mean to you, like, oh, okay. She has every right to be mean.
No,
to me
no,
right.
Not that. Not that. I don't agree with that, but
okay.
No, but just like, okay, well she's going through it. Right. So not,
yeah.
So just be, you know, what's the word?
Enlightening.
Yeah. Enlightening or like, be there
what
without saying too much stuff or like being like ah or I don't know
wait what
I don't really know
I'm confused.
What's the word like being enlightening or no like being there for you basically right
it'll help you do that
yeah like in the long like afterwards kind of like seeing what you went through yeah
okay I see so when I'm like having to put diapers on and like complaining about how it hurts you will know
right
oh that's why
yeah
like she literally just got wrecked
yeah big ass head baby
oh God don't remind me
oh man but yeah so that's what I mean I know went around circles to get there but we got there.
It'll be fun. Fun times.
Fun times to be had at the Methodist.
But then after our tour, we had to treat ourselves, obviously. Because
this was the cheat day. I'm still on a diet, people.
It's one of those things. You go to a doctor's appointment or you go to a baby related thing, you must treat yourself afterwards. It's just how it works.
So tell them what we did.
We went to Culver's.
So Culver's is delicious. We got, what, I guess they're like smash burgers, butter burgers they call them, but they're like smash
burgers.
They're
famous for their butter burgers. And we've gotten Culver's before, but this time it was like 10 times better.
It was good.
We both got double butter burgers, fries, cheese curds, but the main event always at Culver's is their custard.
Yeah.
Like you don't go to Culver's and not get ice cream, or I'm sorry, custard specifically. It's so good. Like, I don't know what freaking crack they put in their
cheesecake
custard,
bites.
But oh my God.
Cheesecake bites.
Okay, no. Trent, like, makes the worst concrete mixer possible, but mine is, like, I have no words.
So
it's
is it
so
a custard
good.
Or a concrete mixer? You keep saying.
It's called concrete mixer. That's what it's called.
Then why do you call
but
it
it's custard?
Custard
in it. Because what's
mustard?
In it is custard.
What is custard?
Custard is like I think it's different than ice cream. I think it's thicker. They use something different than just like milk and sugar. And it might be like a different type of milk that they use. Maybe it's like buttermilk. That I don't know.
It's not buttermilk.
Don't get me lying, but I know it's different. I know custard is like a thicker, creamier consistency.
So out of the four things we got, rank the four things. Burger, fries.
Well, the whole meal itself was a little bit cold because Culver's is not close to our house. And so
that's why we eat inside.
It's about a 20-minute drive. So it sat for a little bit. So I can't really give it a proper ranking.
But out of those four things, it doesn't matter. They were all the same temperature.
The Butterburger was fire.
Yeah.
That definitely was food-wise,
they're all
the
food.
Top.
They're all food.
Okay, no, dessert, separate.
It's a food, though.
Okay, the dessert is literally like, I mean, like literally in Mars, and the Butterburger is like down here on Earth. Like, that's just like ranking-wise.
Okay.
Like,
okay. It's on Mars.
You can't even
Let's go to
compare.
Mars.
okay.
Well, so the first bite of the concrete mixer will literally like make your eyes wide.
It'll make you. Sorry.
It'll make you slap your mama good. No, but the burger's good. It's not like the best burger I've ever had, but it's good.
It was really good.
The fries, I think it's because they were cold, a little soggy.
One
and,
thing
I
cannot stand, though, is when people put onions on burgers. Onions do not belong on burgers.
Says who?
Raw onions do not belong on anything.
Says who?
Me.
Well, you're wrong.
And I'm right.
You're wrong.
It's so gross. Like, it makes your...
But it tastes so good.
Just note to self, don't. Say no onions, okay? Got it.
Nope.
Good.
I had onions and it was delicious.
Yeah, the fries were like all mushy, like together. It was weird.
Yeah, and
their fries
the cheese
aren't
curds
good,
were good
in the, like, they're just not the
I
best
would agree
fries.
With that.
You can't go to Culver's expecting the best fries. You won't get them. But
cheese curds were good.
The cheese curds were
They
decent.
Need to be hot. Hotter.
But you go to Culver's for the Butterburgers and the custard. That's what you go for. So, and those are the best things. So, there you have it. But so good. We pounded. Like, but the problem now is, like I was saying last episode, like I just don't have really the stomach capacity for much things anymore. But I forced room for that because I was, I was like, there, I must eat this. There's no other way to do it.
Yeah.
It's going inside of me.
That's facts.
And it did. And yeah, I felt the repercussions of that.
The repercussions?
Repercussions.
The repercussions of that?
I definitely had acid reflux.
Oh, tell them that. We had a farting contest.
And we definitely had a farting contest. The gas was on another level. And I just felt so uncomfortably full, which is the worst feeling being pregnant, because like you already have something in your stomach, and then like when your tummy is actually like full, like it's the worst feeling ever.
Yeah.
Like I can't even describe it, but it's like so uncomfortable. So anyway, I will do it again. Do it again.
Like next week?
Yeah, like it was too good. So sorry.
Well, we got your sister and them coming in town, so maybe we can go.
Ooh, Blue Place. That's what Reese calls it.
But it's not really close.
No, but worth the drive. I mean, after that time getting Culver's, I will every time now say it's 100% worth the drive.
Yeah, I would agree. But not from here, I wouldn't say it's really worth
Still,
it. I wouldn't say it's really worth it worth from it. Here to go get it and then come back.
Definitely
you got to be
worth
out
it.
And about.
100% worth it. Anyway, then we watched The Debate.
Yeah, that was rough.
Which, if you want some comedy, go turn on The Debate.
Yeah,
sure.
We're not political people, really, so we don't really care. But we did watch it, and it was pretty hysterical.
Yeah, we were just, we had watched The Bear before that, and then we were like, you know what, let's just throw it on, see what's going on.
I didn't even know it was on. You mentioned it.
Yeah, and then we pretty much got sucked in by the comedy.
I watched, like,
it.
The whole thing.
I mean, Joe just looked so bad. Like, looked like he could have been dead.
Possibly.
Was he breathing? I don't know. He might not have been.
He's just staring off into space.
He was like, his facial expressions just looked like miserable. And then Trump was just like...
being a bully.
Not really. He did fine. But like the whole thing was just them arguing about who was the worst president.
Yeah.
And then they started talking about the golf games and...
You can't hit a ball far, Joe. Come on, Joe.
What did he say about his handicap or something?
Joe said he had a 6 handicap. Which is probably accurate, but not now. I mean,
right.
I mean, and he's then, like 80 something years old.
And then Trump said something about cognitive tests.
I took 2 cognitive tests, Joe.
One of them, no one's ever aced before.
One, they said nobody's aced before. I aced it. And I've won multiple club championships.
You're pretty good at that. And like Biden was in the middle of a sentence or something and like totally forgot what he was saying. And then Trump after was like, I don't really understand what he just said. And I don't think he understands what he just said, but it was bad.
Oh my God.
It's kind of crazy.
But there was less of that, which was good for Trump. There was less of that than in the past. Less of him kind of making fun of him.
It seems like he was definitely prepped. Like, don't make fun of him.
Yeah.
Like, don't make reactions. Just stand there and let him...
dig his grave.
Yes, literally.
Yeah. And he did that.
And he did a pretty good job of that. He made a few comments, but I was expecting way more.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure.
And like more facial expressions. Like he only had one face the whole time, which was pretty impressive because I would have been like, you know, like.
Joe just says malarkey. Uh-huh. That's a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah, he's struggling.
Yeah.
But that's USA 2024. Let's go.
Come on.
We're proud to be Americans. Okay. Speaking of America. Fuck the Olympic trials.
Yeah, I hate the Olympic trials. Everybody.
Trey hates America.
It's boring.
It's okay. I really wanted to watch the gymnastics because gymnastics is awesome. Duh, Simone Biles. Duh. And they
that
were
was
on,
the coolest thing I watched.
And Trump was like, "I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it." Just like he says with Love Island. Lame. And I was like, please just let me watch this one thing. You refuse to let me watch Love Island.
Yeah,
you
you're
refuse
about to cry.
To let me watch blah, blah, blah. Let me watch the gymnastic trials. So we put it on. And of course, Trent's obsessed with it.
What am I supposed to do?
But it was really cool to watch. Like, I love watching that kind of stuff.
It's just like, it's just boring though.
It is kind of boring because they take a while between events.
My thing with this is the trials. So there's going to be somebody to get there. I don't care who it is. Whoever it is, I'm cheering for because it's America. I don't care how they get there to Russia or wherever it is this year, Paris. It's going to be America, an American, obviously.
It's just like
somebody's
going to
make the American
team.
But then you watch the Olympics, you watch them dominate freaking other countries, and that's what you're here for. You don't want to watch them dominate each other.
I do.
You want to watch them dominate the freaking other countries.
It's cool to watch because you know the stakes are so high for these athletes. Like, they want to be in the Olympics so bad. So the pressure's on. It's kind of like when I say I don't like watching basketball, but I liked watching March Mayhem because the pressure was on.
What was that called?
What?
March Mayhem?
March Oops, that was a program I ran for work. March Madness. Well,
that makes sense. I was like,
yeah, I ran that for work. Sorry.
But yeah. Well, yeah, there is something about, like, whether it's a game seven or like the last game of the series where winner takes all. That's cool, right?
So that's why it's entertaining, because it's so high stakes.
I don't really care for it, really, because I didn't like necessarily play those sports or gymnastics,
and?
Or like I didn't never watch them.
It's cool to watch.
Yeah.
Were you not so impressed by them, like, literally jumping from bar to bar, doing flips and shit? Like, that's pretty impressive.
Well, they should be able to do that when they take them out of school when they're 15 years old and they freaking flip all day. They should be able to do that.
What's your favorite event out of them? So you've got the monkey bars. You've got the...
It's the uneven bars.
Vault. You've got the floor routine.
Definitely floor.
And you've got, beam.
Definitely floor.
Definitely floor.
Yeah. I think probably the most skilled one is...
Beam. Beam is hard.
Beam and uneven bars.
I mean, I can't even fucking walk on a straight line on the floor. Like, how would I do that on a beam?
Yeah,
a bunch
you'd
of flips.
Be screwed. I'd be screwed.
I'd
too,
immediately but. Fall. Like, yeah. Just standing there,
the,
I'd just
but
fall.
But probably the bars probably has to be the hardest.
Really? I would think, no.
And the... I don't know.
I
They're
think the bars are pretty easy because you get momentum from flipping around
but
on it.
You still
it.
Have to know where you are and kind of all that stuff.
Well, yeah, like it takes technique and
practice.
All of that crap. I feel like the funnest one might be Vault.
That one looks lame.
But like you get to sprint. Remember the short girl? She was like, me, 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 me. Like she
like
looked
a
like
midget.
A damn midget running down the
toddler.
They run so fast for like such a short amount of time, and then they just bloop, and then it's over.
Oh my god!
But Simone Biles fucked up her beam routine. That was lame. She as soon as she jumped on, she like almost fell off.
Yeah, and then like the next couple of ones, she kind of almost fell too. But
yeah, she was like obviously pissed at herself. Like
yeah.
Damn it! Which,
wouldn't you?
That would be the hardest part. Like if you fuck up one move at the very beginning, like. Snapping out of it and having short-term memory.
Continuing
like,
your
That'd be really
routine.
Hard.
Yeah,
yeah,
it'd be hard.
Yeah. But I agree with you. The floor routine is the funnest to watch.
Because they're always moving and it's like Simone Biles jumps like three stories high.
Literally.
God.
We both were sitting there. She started her floor routine, which first of all, she started with the Taylor Swift song, which I want to know the background on that. Like I want to know if she had to ask Miss Swift herself.
Probably not.
If she could use that song.
But it didn't have words, so... Probably
no,
not.
But still, I mean, it's obviously that it's her song.
It was chopped. It wasn't like exactly the same, I don't think.
Oh.
But.
Well, that'd be pretty cool if
her
she had
freaking
to ask.
First flip, like.
We both were like, whoa!
It was almost like they had like ropes on her, like pulling her up higher.
And it was
she
crazy.
Just kept going up. It's like, oh my God.
And then like, I don't even know what she was doing in the air, but looked cool.
Shit, yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, that was wild to watch. She nailed that. And her on her face, too, she was like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah, she was like,
like, that's let, me.
Let
what
go.
What you mean?
Let her ride.
Paris.
2024.
Be there, be square. So, yeah, I really enjoy watching the gymnastics, especially Simone Biles. Because it's just cool. Like, she's literally so good at what she does. Even though she got the twisties last year, which... Oh, apparently there's a documentary coming out about Simone Biles, which is going to be really cool to watch. It comes out like July 17th, so soon. Right before the Olympics, like, it's on Netflix.
All right. I don't want to watch it.
What?
Oh, so let's talk about the bear. We started the bear. You don't,
yeah,
like, you don't like the bear?
I mean, I like it.
I'll just start watching it without you. It's fine.
No, I like
okay,
it.
Okay, then.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I just didn't know we were going right into the bear.
Oh, we are?
Okay. What do you have to say about it?
I like it.
And I like it. Because I like it.
Would you quit? That is the bear. Is amazing.
The first episode was really weird.
It wasn't weird. I thought it was like no show ever is like that. So it was different, right?
they were just trying to be like too artsy. Like, okay, we get that you're like trying to be different and, you know, be cool, but like, okay, reel it back, reel it in. We don't need to be that artsy fartsy. Cause like they, I don't think they said one word the entire episode.
It was a couple, but I thought
it was just
awesome.
Like this montage of flashbacks and flash forwards and flat. Like, I don't even know what was happening. We both looked at each other and we're like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Like, do you understand this? Cause I don't.
I mean, it came full circle though.
Ish, kind of, but still I'm like, what?
Because like, damn.
What?
That was tough. But I couldn't get it out. Oh. It came back like to you while you were watching it, because you'd be like, oh, I can't remember what happened. And then you'd kind of discuss, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I still don't think it was necessary. Like, I think they could have done a better season three opening. Anyway, the next couple episodes are fine, but like nothing's really happening. Like, you'll watch like this 30-minute long episode and like one little thing happens and that's it. And the whole rest of the time they're just yelling at each other.
Fuck you. No, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Seriously, one episode for 10 minutes, I think, they were just saying fuck you to each other.
This is funny though.
I mean, it's a really good show. Like, I like the people in it.
It's more like realistic, honestly. Like, of what happens, I don't know what happens in restaurants, but like, I feel like it's kind of like they all have that vibe like that.
It's starting to build up now because they had that review done on them.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're waiting to find out if the review was good or bad or what.
It's setting up a lot of stories, though.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. I think it's going to be a good season. It's just kind of starting off a little eh. But
a little what? Eh.
Well, but it did that. I mean, the first season, I was like, do I like this show? But I kept watching it, and then, you know. Yeah. Turned out to really like it, so it just is what it is with the bear.
It is what he be.
Do you like Jeremy Allen White?
Yeah.
Are you sweating? Or is that a stain from your pits?
I don't know.
Jeez.
He's literally doing a podcast here. I mean,
he's got giant pit stains on his shirt right now, guys. You good?
It's sweating.
Oh my God, he's sweating profusely. Oh my God, yesterday, I have to say this. So we went to a party last night. I know, we're cool. We go to parties. And I was wearing this dress because nothing else fits me. And it was like this tighter dress, whatever. I mean,
showed that bump off.
Yeah, I had to show the bump off. Anyway, I was standing there talking to people and all of a sudden I felt drips going down my leg.
Are you sure it went pee?
I'm positive it wasn't pee. I did not pee myself, I swear. I would have known if I peed myself. But literally beads of sweat were just dripping from my ass cheeks. And I looked at Trent. And since my dress was like fitted, I was worried it was going to have like stains or like wet spots on my dress. And I'm like, Trent, what do I do right now? He's like, go to the bathroom. Just like wipe it off. And I'm like, okay. So I go in the bathroom. I'm like wiping my sweat, trying to figure out where this sweat is coming from. Because it's literally just dripping down my legs. Anyway, it was really funny.
That's how hot it is here.
That's pregnancy for you. And just summer heat.
Texas.
So, yeah.
Yep.
But that was fun. Why did we? Oh, your pit stains. Yeah. And The Bear. Great show. Watch it.
What do you think about The Bear?
I think it's, like I said, I think it's going to be end up being a good season, but I'm just like, it's slow to start right now.
Yeah. But like I said, I think it's doing a good job of setting up a bunch of stories. You know, like I think like Sydney and Marcus, I think, are going to kind of.
Yeah, I like their relationship.
Natalie's going to have her baby. Richard.
They really need to bring back the girl, though. Jeremy Allen White's girl.
Oh, yeah.
Claire is her name.
Claire.
Like, they need to bring her back ASAP.
Yeah.
Because she and his relationship is like one of the most entertaining things about the show, yeah. I think.
Richard and.
Because I love a good love story.
They're going to be friends, maybe.
Richard and the stepdad. I'm blanking.
You remember? Or not the other dude that asked to marry his ex-wife.
Oh, yeah. I'm with it. Yeah.
And then...
I don't know. They need to also bring the mom back. What's her name? Speaking of Jamie Lee Curtis, Freaky Friday 2.
I don't want to watch
They started filming.
It's probably not good.
What? It's all the same characters from the first one.
You remember the last Lindsay Lohan movie we watched?
Okay, here's a good discussion because I agree with you. Lindsay Lohan in that Irish Wish movie was absolutely terrible. Like, yeah. Her acting was shit. But I'm hopeful that when she gets on a cast with people she knows and that she's worked with before, Jamie Lee Curtis, all the people in Freaky Friday, like, I'm hopeful that she can remember acting. Because she used to be good. Like, she was good in Freaky Friday. She was good in Mean Girls.
She was good
and somehow she just like forgot all of that. Yes, she was good in Parent Trap. Like, she just needs to remember, you know, go back to her roots.
She did too many drugs, probably.
Probably, but I'm hopeful. I think it's Jamie Lee Curtis is amazing. So like up next to her, you got to be good, you know.
We'll see. But what makes a good actor is they can go with any cast.
True. We'll see. But I'm definitely going to be watching it. I'm very excited about it. Because Freaky Friday is such a good movie. And the fact that they're bringing all of the same cast back really helps. If it was different people, it would be shit. But
we need to watch the old one.
I know. It's so good. So good. So I'm curious to see what they'll do with the storyline and everything. But basically same plot. Like, they'll switch bodies, switch, you know, that's the whole thing. What?
Why would it be the same plot?
Because that's literally what Freaky Friday is. Why would it not be? That's the whole plot of the movie.
The first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first one. They might switch different bodies, but yeah. That's going to be the point of the movie. Duh. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. She's a Freaky Friday expert.
Duh. I love that movie and the music. I don't want to grow up. I don't want to.
You don't even know the words.
Take me away. I don't want to. Love that movie.
I don't want to go.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. We got you. We got you.
We also watched Ashley Madison.
Didn't we talk about
documentary?
That
no, we watched it after last week, I think. It was on Netflix. It was like a random thing we picked to watch.
I'm pretty sure we talked about that.
No, and we watched Unfrosted. We haven't talked about any of those.
We haven't talked about Unfrosted.
We didn't talk about Ashley Madison.
Oh.
Ashley Madison is a documentary about this like website dating app situation, but it wasn't an app because apps weren't invented yet.
Website.
It was a website for married couples to have an affair.
Which is crazy.
Which is, yeah, like weird. But they follow people in this documentary who were on Ashley Madison and like cheated on their wives. And it's pretty fascinating. I was very intrigued the whole time.
Yeah, it was all right.
And the crazy thing is, sorry if this is spoiling for people, heads up if you want to watch it. But that at the end, Ashley Madison is still a website to this day.
Yeah, but
people
probably,
can still go on there and
it probably
have
moved more towards like a normal dating website and not targeting.
Oh, I'm sure it's still targeting. That's its whole thing.
Yeah, but
that's its whole brand. So like they can't.
Any publicity is good publicity.
It's crazy. I highly recommend it. It's a fun watch. Easy,
yeah,
easy watch.
What about the bald guy? He's funny.
Yeah, he's funny in it. So I mean, it has some comedy. It's good.
Some comedy.
Comedy, drama, you know, all the things.
Not too much comedy, but
Ashley Madison on Netflix. And then we watched Unfrosted on Netflix, which was a movie. It's a comedy.
Unfrosted was good.
It's about Kellogg's and Post. I have no idea if it's like at all based on true events. No clue. But I was shocked at how many good actors and actresses were in that movie. Like they must have spent a good amount of money on this production and the casting. Like, they put a lot of money in that.
Who all was in it?
Amy Schumer, the other funny girl, the shorter girl. Amy Schumer's the blonde one. The other one that was the main character working with Kellogg's.
I can't remember.
She's in Bridesmaids.
I don't remember her name. But Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld.
That's about it that I know.
No, there's like a million
Schmidt.
People. Oh, Schmidt, yeah, from New Girl. There's so many other people. I'm just blanking. But like literally every scene, like someone new comes out and you're like, oh my God, how did they get that person?
Who's
like
next?
Yeah. And then you, the whole movie, you're like, oh, who's that character going to be played by? Because there's so many good people in it.
A couple comedians were in it.
Yeah. It was funny. I think it was an easy watch.
Yeah.
I mean, was it stupid? Sure. But like, I mean, that's what I was kind of expecting from it. So I thought it was good.
I recommend
the costumes, everything, the production was really well done. So it was a good watch.
It's a good watch. Good watch.
What else did we watch?
Too much stuff, apparently.
We started HelloFresh this week.
Hello.
Which we had done HelloFresh in the past, but we're bringing it back, baby.
Yeah. 3 days a week. Quality cooking time.
Yeah, I like it for a couple reasons. First being the portions, like they give you exactly what you need to cook with.
Besides butter and salt and pepper.
That's true. They don't give you those items. But
and sugar.
Most of the stuff, they give you exactly what you need. So you're not wasting stuff and you're not buying extra stuff from the store. Because that's my issue with like recipes is you'll make this recipe, one or two times, but you have to get a giant thing of whatever the ingredient might be and you never use it again.
It's true.
So like it costs more money to like make a new recipe.
Yeah.
So that's what I like about it. And two, the portion sizes, like
they're
it gives
perfect.
You exactly what you need for two people and nothing more. And a lot of times I'll be like, God, I wish I had seconds of this because normally I'd go back and get seconds and thirds and fourths.
Yeah, but
you can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't need it and that's you can't do it. So yeah. That's helpful. And it's just fun to cook sometimes.
Yeah.
Until Trent gets in my way.
It's fun to get bossed around by your wife.
Literally. Oh, that's pretty much what ends up happening. But we had some good meals this week. Yeah. And I think we're going to keep it up for a little bit. I don't know if we'll do it when baby's here, but...
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see. The only thing, like, it'll be nice to have it. Only thing will be energy. Like, if we have the energy to cook.
It's pretty easy, though.
I mean, yeah. Most of them are like 20, 30 minutes, but still, it takes energy to, you know, put a meal together and then clean the kitchen, you know? It just...
That's what there's two of us for.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you started a book, right?
Oh, yes, I started a book, which, bye. Once I start a book, I'm like in a black hole.
See ya.
See ya never. That's my issue with, like, specifically this author. I start one chapter and then I seriously cannot put the book down. Like I'm itching right now to go back and read, which is probably why I was in like a weird mood to start this podcast because like I was knee deep in my Freda McFadden book.
Ooh. What's it called?
It's called, stop. I'm trying to look at the cover.
You don't even know what it's called.
The Housemaid is Watching. So this is a series by Freda McFadden. Yeah. It's book number three of the series. And I was obsessed with the first two. I think it's The Housemaid. I forget what the second one's called.
Housemaid Tale or something like that?
No.
Housemaid's Tale?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. And then this is the third one. And I'm very... So far, so good. Like
so
I'm,
far, so good.
I'm probably 100 pages in, and I just started it.
100 pages in?
Yeah.
You were on 39, now you're on 100?
Oh, maybe not 100. Close to 100.
I'll tell you.
Okay, he's looking. I read pretty fast.
Pretty damn deep. 79.
79, there you go.
79, mighty fine.
Yeah, I love her books.
Yeah.
And it's a problem because now I don't want to read any other author, so... I'm
you just gotta find that other author that's similar to that, right?
Totally, dude.
But good luck.
Oh, nursery update. We got a side table.
Tell us about it.
Big news, everyone. We got a side table for the nursery.
Tell us about it.
So it's right next to our chair. We needed something to like put our waters and, you know, bottles and the hatch machine, which we got on there while you're sitting rocking the baby.
Yeah.
And so I needed a side table, but I didn't want anything like too big or too expensive. So found one at Target, pretty cheap, reasonable size, perfect. Looks amazing. And I could not be happier.
It's very nice.
So our nursery now is like, I think furniture wise, we have everything. I know we said that before.
Hopefully.
But then we added a side table. But I think the only other thing we need is like a hamper, like a basket
yeah.
to put clothes in and stuff like that. But Other than that, oh, big development this week. Big, it's like Christmas morning this week. You know why?
What?
My sister's coming with the big ass U-Haul truck full of baby stuff. So we are about to get a shit ton of things.
Yay.
Literally Christmas morning here in the Turner house. And I can't wait to organize, to go through everything, clean stuff, put things away. I'm so pumped. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm so pumped.
It's just going to be so cool to like see the things that you're going to use with baby. Like, just another thing that's going to make it seem more real.
Oh, yeah. Y'all are all doing that. So cool. I don't have to. We're watching the kids. Yeah.
Lame. You don't want to help. No. You're not going to know where anything is.
That's fine. I'll figure it out.
You love organizing
stuff.
You
freaking just walk me through
it. I feel like you're going to be like you were with the pantry and the cabinets. I feel like you like knowing where things are and you like organizing things. You wanted to do all of that by yourself.
Yeah, but first of all, both of us aren't getting in the pantry.
What?
I'm saying both of us aren't going to stand in the pantry and organize it because there's no room in there. So it's a one-person job. That's a multiple-person job. It's either me and you or you, your sister, and your mom.
Whatever. The girls will handle it.
Okay.
And then you're just going to have to find things. I'm going to let you hide and seek.
Okay. That's fine. We'll see how long that lasts. And I'm fine with that. But you're not going to allow me to do that. So.
But yeah, I'm really excited. And then my sister gets to stay for a full month. Woo! With the kids, which I could not be happier about. It'll be really fun.
Slumber party.
Yeah. And we've got 4th of July. Makes me want a hot dog real bad.
Merk.
So yeah, big things, big things. Fireworks show. We're going to bring our dog to. Can't wait. But other than that, we're chilling. Baby's been kicking like crazy.
We're chilling.
Sometimes it's really hard to focus when you've got like something inside of you just like trying to get out, basically.
That's how I feel when I got to poop.
That is quite literally yes. Now that was good. That was really good.
You're welcome, everybody.
That was too good. Yeah, so, it's just wiggling all over the place. So I'll be sitting there like trying to do work and I'll just be staring at my stomach because it's like fascinating.
It is fascinating.
And when it's moving like crazy, like I just can't focus on anything. So sorry. And it's only going to get worse from here.
Oh,
it just kicked.
Oh, feel it. Everybody here.
Trent got kicked in the face the other night. He literally said, I wonder if baby will kick me in the face. And he put his face on my belly. And sure enough,
baby kicked
him in the face. He asked for it.
Damn it.
Boy or girl?
Girl.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I think girl, but I'll let everyone know that there was a guy at the party last night that came up to me and looked at me and said, it's a boy. And he had no idea that we didn't know the gender or anything. He's never met me in his life. And he said, it's a boy. And then he walked away and Trent was like, wait, what? It is? And then he came back and he was like, do you have any morning sickness? And I said, no. And he said, yep, it's a boy. And he just like walked away after that. It was like Houdini coming and telling me that it's a boy. So we'll see if that guy's right.
And we like started celebrating that we're having a boy. We started buying a bunch of blue stuff.
My sister also switched from girl to boy this week, which was big news. She saw one picture of my bump and she said, it's a boy. And I said, why? And she said, just looks like there's a boy in there.
Well, it's funny because like things like this, where there's like one or the other, people say stuff and then if they get it right, they're like, oh, I knew it. I knew it.
I like, know. Like, yeah, you got knew a 50-50 it.
You
chance.
Knew it. Yeah,
like,
you knew it. Okay.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I feel like it's going to be really embarrassing for me as the mom. I've been this whole time like, I feel like it's a girl. My gut feelings it's a girl. And then like, my mom intuition being totally wrong and it's a boy, like, it's going to be embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing at all. Like I said, you don't know. Like, you have no way to know. All you could go off the wives' tales or
that's
whatever.
True, yeah.
There's no way to know.
But all the wives' tales, I feel like, are pointing boy.
So that means we're thinking girl, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
It could be either one.
Either one. Yeah.
Boy or girl, we'll never know until 3 months.
But yeah. In closing.
closing thoughts.
Closing thoughts. I think that, you know, everybody should put on some Toby Keith this week and celebrate America.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Toby Keith. And that's like, there's not a better poolside playlist than Toby Keith.
Speaking of the pool, yesterday we were in the pool and I peed 5 times in the pool.
We're not going to get invited to any pool parties.
What do you want me to do, okay? The only thing I can drink right now is water. And let me tell you, in the hot summer heat in the pool, I'm drinking water constantly. And you expect me to get out every time I have to pee? No. I'm pregnant. I pee constantly.
Whatever you want to do.
Five times.
I'm for it.
We were in the pool for how long? 2 hours?
You were in there longer.
3 hours?
I got back in, but yeah, y'all were
in for a while. 2.5, 3 hours, I peed 5 times. Now that should go in the Guinness Book of World Records.
I'm sure somebody's done it more.
True. I could have probably peed more. I was holding it.
Apparently not.
Yeah, so closing thoughts, pee in the pool.
Yeah. Consider you Miles Davis.
I don't get it.
I don't, it's a happy Billy Madison quote.
Consider my mood turned around.
Turn the mood around. Every night and then I get a little bit lonely.
Okay, we were not on the same page there. Anyway, see you next week. Bye.
Kabooyah.
Hak-tua.